Unit 3. Listen to this conversation between a Ghanaian man and an American girl. She is coming toward him, so she must be the first to speak. She'll address him politely as Owuda, meaning sir or mister.
Owura, Machi.
Yes, son. Yes, son.
Owura, what is saying?
Me ho ye. Won so e.
Me so me ho ye.
Oh, what is he?
Dabi, me ye American ni, me ntitwi.
Listen to it again.
Owura, Machi.
Yes, son. Yes, son.
Owura, what is saying?
Me ho ye. Won so e.
Me so me ho ye.
Oh, what is he?
Dabi, me ye American ni, me ntitwi.
Do you remember how to greet someone? Keep in mind that it is up to you to speak first, whenever you are the person entering a room or coming towards someone else who is stationary. What do you say?
Machio.
Let's assume you're standing right next to her. Say it again, leaving the O off this time.
Machi.
Now put sir in front for extra politeness.
Owura, Machi. Owura, Machi.
How will the other person respond?
Yes, son. Yes, son. Yes, son. Yes, son.
Ask him how he is.
What is saying? What is saying?
Say, I'm fine.
Me ho ye. Me ho ye.
Ask, and you, how are you?
Wonso ho te sai. Wonso ho te sai.
Answer, sir, I'm fine.
Owura, me ho ye.
Now he says something that you don't understand. So say, excuse me.
Me power chow. Me power chow.
Say, I don't speak Cree.
Menti Cree. Menti Cree.
Say, I am American.
Me ye American. Me ye American.
Say, I speak English.
Me te burofu. Me te burofu.
Ask, do you speak English?
What a brofu, Anna. What a brofu, Anna.
Say no.
Debbie.
Ask, are you Ghanaian?
We are Ghanaian, Anna. Woye Ghana niya na.
Say, yes, I'm Ghanaian.
Ani, miya Ghana ni. Ani, miya Ghana ni.
You want to ask him if he's a Chui. How will you use the ni ending to refer to a Chui person?
Chui ni. Chui ni.
Just in case you may be mistaken about which group he belongs to, preface your question by, excuse me,
me pa wo chao.
Say, are you Chui?
Wo ye Chui ni ana. Wo ye Chui ni ana.
Say, excuse me, are you Chui?
Me pa wo chao, wo ye Chui ni ana. Me pa wo chao, wo ye Chui ni ana.
Assuming he is not a Chui person, but a Fanti, how do you think he would say, no, I am Fanti?
Debbie, me ye Fanti ni. Debbie, me ye Fanti ni.
Say with surprise, oh, you speak Chui.
Oh, what is Chui?
He wants to say, with undue modesty, a little. Listen and repeat.
Kakra. Kakra.
Say a little.
Kakra.
She wants to compliment him, so she says, no, a lot. Listen and repeat.
Debbie, pee. Pee. Pee.
How do you say a lot? A little.
Kakra.
Say, I speak Chui a little.
Miti Chui kakra. Miti Chui kakra.
Say, you speak a lot.
Wutipi. Wutipi.
She wants to say thank you. Listen and repeat.
Medase. Ase. Ase. Meda. Meda. Medase.
Say thank you.
Medase.
Say, I speak a little.
Mete kakra.
Say, I don't speak.
Mente. Mente.
Say, I don't speak a lot.
Mente pi. Mente pi.
The Ghanaian becomes aware that they have been standing up all this time. He invites her to sit down. Listen and repeat.
Tinasi. Tinasi. Tinasi.
How do you say sit down?
Tinasi.
Say, please, sit down.
Mipachao Tinasi.
She does so and says, thank you. How?
Medase. Medase.
Now he asks her something in Tri which she doesn't understand. So she says, say it again. Listen and repeat.
Kambio. Bio. Bio. Ka. Kambio.
How do you ask someone to repeat?
Kambio.
Say, please, say it again.
Me pao chao, cambio.
Say thank you.
Me dase. Me dase.
Your thank you is much stronger if you add P to it. Say, thank you very much.
Medase P.
The longer you drag out the ending, the stronger your thanks are. Try thanking someone very, very much.
Medase pi.
Say it again.
Cambio.
Here's how to say slowly. Listen and repeat.
Boko. Boko. Boko.
Ask someone to speak slowly.
Boko.
Ask someone to repeat.
Cambio.
Say, I don't speak Tri.
Minti Tri.
Say, I don't speak Tri a lot.
Minti Tri Pi.
say thank you.
Medase.
Say please slowly.
Me pao chao boko. Boko.
Say very slowly, literally, slowly, slowly.
Boko. Boko.
Say please repeat.
Me pao chao cambio.
He takes pains to repeat very slowly, so you say, thank you very much.
Me dasi pi.
Try to say, sir, thanks a lot.
Ora me dasi pi. Ora.
When your visit is over, you want to say goodbye. In Ghana, the younger generation uses the English word bye-bye. Listen and repeat, imitating the native accent.
Bye-bye yo. Bye-bye yo.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye yo.
The O ending is merely to help the voice to carry, and it can be left out. Say goodbye without O.
Bye-bye.
Now, here is the response.
Bye.
How do you say goodbye to someone?
Bye-bye you.
And how do you answer?
Bye.
Now, let's imagine an American girl in Ghana. It is Sunday morning, and she's taking a walk along the beach. Suddenly, she is greeted by a Ghanaian man she had met at her host's house the previous day. How is he likely to greet her, and how will she respond?
Machi, machi, machi o.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Machi, machi, machi o.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
How will he ask how she's feeling, and how does she answer?
What to say?
Me hoye.
What to say?
Me hoye.
How does she now ask, and you?
Once.
He says, I'm fine.
Me hoye.
He appreciates her efforts to speak Twi and wants to compliment her. How might he say, you speak Twi?
Witty Twi.
You speak Twi very well.
Witty Twi Pi.
How would she reply, oh no?
Oh, Dabi.
I speak a little.
Mete kakra.
I don't speak a lot.
Mentepi.
She wants to turn the compliment around and say, "You speak English very well." How would she say it?
What you brought for pee? What you brought for pee?
He answers, "Thank you."
Medasi. Medasi pi.
Not quite remembering her nationality, he asks, "Are you German?"
We are Germany, Anna. We are Germany, Anna.
She answers, "No, I'm not German."
Debbie, me ya Germany. Me ya Germany.
He asks, "Are you American?"
Uye American ni ana. Uye American ni ana.
She says yes.
Ani.
I'm American.
Me American.
She wants to find out which group he belongs to. How would she ask, "Are you Ghanaian?"
We are Ghanaian.
He says, "Yes, I'm Ghanaian."
Ani, biya gane ni.
She asks, "Are you Funty?"
We are Funty ni ana.
He doesn't happen to be Funty, but Asante. So he says, "No, I'm not Funty. I'm Asante."
Debi, minye Fantini, meye Asantini. Debi, minye Fantini, meye Asantini.
He now invites her to sit down on a bench nearby. How would he do this?
Mipaucho tenasi. Tenasi.
As she sits down, she thanks him.
Medase. Ora, medase.
She doesn't catch his next remark, and at this point, she'd be tempted to switch to English. But instead, she says, please repeat. How does she say this?
Cambio. Me pao chao, cambio.
How would she ask him to speak slowly?
Boko. Boko.
Sir, please, slowly.
Ora, mi pao chao boko. Ora, mi pao chao boko.
How would he excuse himself?
Oh, mi pao chao, mi pao chao.
After a few minutes, they stand up and prepare to take leave of each other. They shake hands, and when they're a couple of yards apart, they exchange goodbyes. How do you think this exchange will sound?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is the end of Unit 3.